Mr. Brady, the clock is really ticking on our soldiers in Iraq. They need funding, and every day that goes by is a day closer to that funding running out. Is anything happening yet in Congress to get them what they need?
Well, it is a real problem because this new Congress, as you may remember, held off for almost a year in providing the Pentagon about $100 billion to help fund our troops. We're running out of time. If Congress doesn't get a bill to the president by Memorial Day, within 2 weeks after that, we will run out of money, payroll money, for our Army and Marines. In a few short weeks after that, we'll be furloughing military people. And in other words, we'll have fighting men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan who are not getting paychecks or their families, which is just dead wrong.
It doesn't seem like the way that you treat people that you're asking to go and protect your freedom.
You cannot play politics with our troops while they are in the battlefield. I don't care how you feel about this war, they're risking their lives for us. Washington needs to set aside the games, put away all the extracurricular stuff. They try to add a bunch of things that don't matter on this bill. And we need to get the president a clean bill on troop funding just as soon as possible.
What's the purpose on the other side to add in all of these pork products and all of these various time limits and timelines to the bill? What do they think it accomplishes?
Well, I think we've got some members of Congress who want to be the commander in chief. They want Congress to sort of make the battlefield decisions on when we withdraw and how long they're deployed and what the conditions are. And that is a recipe for failure, guarantee for losing this war, and really have squandered the lives of everyone who've sacrificed for this. And there's others who see this as an excuse to just put on their pet project or to pass something that normally, under real scrutiny, would never make it all the way through. So there is a lot of game playing going on.
We know a lot of time Washington has its heart in the right place, but they don't always get the details right. Are there proposals right now that are trying to help people but will just turn out to be big sucking sound money wasters?
Well, there is. A good example is Congress is looking at helping people who have been unemployed a long time, especially in states with bad economies, but the way they do it squanders almost $6 billion. And here's the problem. Most of our states, many of our states, have record low unemployment. Texas is doing very well, for example. We only have about 8 to 12 states with real economic problems. Congress wants to extend their unemployment benefits, but instead of targeting it to the states that really care, they want to really waste about $6 billion extending it to every state, even when they don't need it. And another problem is that they've decided to do away with the 20-week work requirement so that you make sure that someone has a job before they get benefits for not having that job any longer. And if they do away with it, you would have a worker in some states who could work 1 week or maybe even 1 month and get a full year of unemployment benefits. That's your tax dollars that we're wasting. We want to help people who truly are in trouble, but we don't want to help people who can game the system.
What is Congress doing about the border?
Well, I think one of the key things on shutting the back door of illegal immigration is to make sure that we don't allow companies to continue repeatedly hiring illegal workers, especially when their competitors are playing by the rules and hiring people legally. So this last week, several of us introduced legislation. It's a new way to verify employment. It doesn't do a national ID card, doesn't create a huge new Big Brother national database, because one, it'll be corrupted soon and won't be accurate, and it'll actually, I think, violates our privacy. We've created what we call Smart Brother, where we basically use the existing new employee hiring practices that go on in each state, and we have a technology that allows people to identify their workers, make sure they are legal without having to have them check through the Department of Homeland Security. So it's a smart, convenient way to check legal citizenship. And it has the added value, if someone else has your Social Security number or has stolen your ID, gives you the chance to reclaim your own identity, which I think worries a lot of people, including me these days.
It seems like we really need to make technology work for us instead of against us, and this is a way to start using the technology that's available right to make this thing happen.
One of my big worries is whenever government gets involved, they tend to put in place old technology, old approaches, that by the time they put it in place, it's almost obsolete. Expensive, obsolete, not accurate. We want to get out ahead of the technology. For example, in Houston today, someone can buy a fake set of documents, a Social Security card, a green card, and a Texas driver's license for $350, and they're almost impossible to tell the difference. The market has already moved far ahead of the government in this area. Our bill moves enforcement ahead of the marketplace with smart technology in a way we can really get ahead of this problem of companies who want to and keep hiring people illegally. What I want to make sure is this government doesn't create an 8-track tape player solution in an iPod world. Technology needs to be ahead of the problem, not behind it.